Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society. I'd like to put in a special announcement today about our annual meeting, which is coming up Monday, April 15, at 7 p.m. at the museum at 204 East Wooden. The speaker will be Rod Molson from Wenatchee, and he has been writing and talking about regional history for years. He does a monthly article for the Good Life magazine, and he's done a lot of Wenatchee Valley Museum and Cultural Center projects called People of Our Past. Membership is due now, but this meeting is open to everyone, and it is free of admission. Annual history notes are free to all members, and they will be distributed at the meeting. Today, let's talk history about the CCC. In 1935, jobs were not available, and any that might be had only paid $30 a month. David Davis from Minnesota thought he might as well see some of the country because he had had a good year the previous, and he signed up for the Civilian Conservation Corps. For what could he lose? The CCC provided clothes, room, board, and $30 a month. The Civilian Conservation Corps was a national public works program established in 1933 by FDR, and they used work camps to increase job skills and revitalize the economy. One of the work camps, Company 4773, was formed in 1936 and located at 25 Mile Creek on Lake Chelan. Young men physically able between ages of 18 and 25 were eligible to apply. The camps were set up with the Army handling the logistics of the camp. Work was done under the direction of the Forest Service to build roads, trails, rebuild telephone lines, forest shelters, etc. All Army regulations and discipline applied when in camp. Most of the boys took care of themselves, but on at least one occasion there was a boy who was getting a little grungy. A few of the others took him to the barber in camp, and the barber was also an enrollee, so he cooperated as they cornered him and put him in the chair, and his head was shaved completely. Another didn't take a shower as often as he should, so he got a shower one day with a GI brush. Looking like a lobster for a time, he showered from then on. The 25 Mile Creek Camp was located at the top of the hill on the north side of 25 Mile Creek. There were four barracks housing about 50 men each, a recreation hall, mess hall, garage, hospital, and water tower. The water supply was pumped from the creek to the water tower. The job of one man was to pack all the gasoline down to the creek, which was quite a ways. These were for the engines that pumped water up the hill to the water tower that supplied the camp. David Davis, the young man from War Road, Minnesota, arrived in Chelan April 13, 1937, along with a trainload of other recruits from Minnesota. Open-sided flatbed stake Forest Service trucks met them in Wenatchee to bring them up to Lake Chelan. The ride from First Creek to 25 Mile Creek was a wild one. The one-way road had 8 turnouts to the mile, and when they could see dust ahead, they knew someone was coming. It was such a wild ride for those from the flatland of Minnesota that many didn't want to go to town for a long time and have to go back over that road. David signed up for 6 months. He stayed a year and came back in 1939 to stay for another long time. Next time, we will talk more about the CCC, and meanwhile, plan on going to that history meeting on April 15th.